Still there?
I'm still there.
Great. So this is being recorded for the minutes. And what we are going to do is we will go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. And then you will have 15 minutes to notify or to let us know what you think the value should be and why. And then at the end of the 15 minutes, the board will recess and deliberate, go into deliberative session, come up with a determination on what the value should be. You can go up, stay the same, or go down. And then the town will send you, by certified mail, a result of grievance notice. And that result of grievance notice will have their decision, plus information if you disagree with the decision on how to go appeal their decision to the Board of Civil Authorities. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Gary Veros.
And you are?
I'm Sean Boyce.
Sean, all right. And this is the appeal hearing for 11 Horizon View. So, Sean, you have the floor.
Great. Did everyone, I don't know if everyone is seeing the document that I sent you. Does everyone have access to that, or should I just go off from what I have?
Yeah, we have it.
Oh, great. So, basically, I was talking to my neighbors about kind of property values, specifically the land assessment, and noticing quite a difference in the assessed land values, specifically my neighbor to the right of me, who actually lives on Windermere Way. And I think I've done some research on this. It seems like despite our neighborhood being on a shared loop, we span two different roads, and I think that the third party company that did the assessment has a formulation that's incorrect, that's basing assessed land value on a formula based on road, not neighborhood, and that's where you see on on number two, the land value discrepancy analysis, you see a drastic difference in property values. My neighbor's property lot is larger than mine, and yet my property lot land value is assessed at about 64,000 more than his property. And I don't see that there's really any justification for this in terms of, trees, view of the lake, anything like it. Like, it's all the same neighborhood. These houses were all built at the same time. Nothing that I can account for that makes sense based on the grass that's around my house. And my neighbor to the left of me, who's also on Horizon View, has a very similar land assessed land value that's much higher as well. That's the reasoning for the case. The amended target request is basically that 64.3 reevaluation subtracted from the current assessed value, which would bring the target down to 459.3, and that's just based on kind of square footage and the math there that I provided. So that's pretty much the summary of the grievance that I have, what I think should be reevaluated.
Okay. Does the board have any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I do. I have one. Those houses on Windermere, are they part of the association for the beach access?
Yeah, the entire neighborhood has that's on the loop.
All of Windermere?
Not all of Windermere, no. I don't believe so. I know that every house in this development does. It's on the loop that goes out towards the boat launch.
So where Buckingham meets Windermere, does that change? Is that where the change is, or do you know where the change is?
I'm not sure where it changes, but I'm almost certain. I mean, I would have to ask my neighbor about the deed rights, but I would have to ask. I believe it might be from Biscayne down.
Yep. That's what I meant. Sorry, Biscayne, not Buckingham.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The board has any other questions?
I don't have any questions.
All right.
Thank you.
So the board will deliberate. We'll go into recess and we'll deliberate. You will receive a notice from the board by certified mail or from the town of Colchester with the decision of the board. And if you disagree with that, there is going to be instructions on how to appeal that further.
Okay.
All right. And by statute, we have to have those mailed out within 14 days of the end of the hearings. So if we're looking to end the hearings July 8th, it'll be 14 days after that. So you should receive something before then.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time. Yeah, thank you so much. Happy New Day, everyone.
You too.
You too.
You too.